Simeon, S-I-M-E-O-N, Rick, R-I-C-K, Cessna, C-E-S-N-N, C-E-S-S-N-A, 3161. Mr. Cessna is a 60, six, God bless. Where's his stickies, babe? Did she throw the stickies away or something? Cessna? Well, he didn't have anything. He didn't do anything. He's a 61-year-old gentleman. Thank you. 61-year-old gentleman who comes in today after he checked his blood pressure at home and he was slightly elevated. He thinks his machine may be acting up and he was concerned about possibility of having a stroke. Period. In the paragraph, he says he had carotid ultrasound done some time ago and there was some calcification and he wants to make sure there's no worsening of it. He had no TIA symptoms or any other issues or problems. No symptoms at all, period. He also has a history of abdominal pain, history of kidney cyst, renal cyst. He's had colonoscopy, CT scan, ultrasounds. They were all negative. He was told he might have IBS. He's has had some constipation issues this morning, and he may have had some gas pain. Right now, he's not having any pain. He also feels fatigue from time to time. He's obese. He has sleep apnea, not using his CPAP, has low testosterone, under testosterone replacement by Dr. Stokes, period. He had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion today. Allergy, non-drug allergy. Let's make a medication list for him. Flomax, 0.4 once a day. Amlodipine, 5 milligram once a day. Lisinopril, 40 milligram a day. Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day. Atrovastin, 1 a day, dose unknown. Anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, dose unknown. Reason unknown. Whether it's for prostate cancer or for his low testosterone, it's per Dr. Stoke. Leave that in there. Family history, mom died of CHF, dad died of a broken heart a few weeks after the dad passed away. Social, he's married 8 years, has 2 boys, he vapes, he doesn't smoke. He has some connection to the Cessna airplane family. Surgery, appendectomy, colonoscopy, some kind of arm surgery. Medical problems, prostate cancer, status post-radiation, no prostatectomy. Fatty liver, renal cyst, lab was done 3 months ago, allergy none, I said that. He's a 61-year-old obese man in no distress at this time. Oh, he does warranty administration at home. He does very little walking. He has been told he has low testosterone. He takes testosterone supplementation per Dr. Stokes. Testosterone siponate, 100 milligram weekly, most likely, as he can recall, which I told him to talk to Dr. Stoke about that in face of prostate cancer in the past. Okay, let's talk about his weight, 227.4, 98.191, 20, 90 pulse, 109 over 78, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no ash, or mucosal with high vision. Number 1, blood pressure stable. Number 2, bring his blood pressure machine either here or Dr. Stokes and have it checked routinely. Number 3, talk to Dr. Stokes about testosterone replacement in face of prostate cancer. Number 4, blood work is up to date. Number 5, his PSA was done by Dr. Stokes. Number 6, not under care of a urologist and or oncologist at this time. Number 7, abdominal pain resolved. Number 8, constipation, Miralax recommended. Number 9, colonoscopy, CT scan, abdominal ultrasound, all up to date within the past 3 months. Number 10, I gave him some Bentyl, 20 milligram as needed for gas pain. Number 11, prostate cancer. I recommended checking the PSA if he hasn't been done and follow up with a urologist and or oncologist. Number 12, GLP-1. We talked about GLP-1, how he needs to lose the weight, and the GLP-1 is the best way to do it. He's going to talk to Dr. Stokes. The GLP-1 will help his testosterone, his sleep apnea, and his activity level along with his fatigue. Next number, he does have sleep apnea, but he's not using his CPAP. Next number, recommended using his CPAP to keep him from hypoxemia and sudden death. Next number, BPH. Next number, hypertension. Next number, I did look at his abdomen with an ultrasound. He does have a couple of small cysts on both kidneys. And I did look at his carotid because she was concerned about his carotid stenosis. minimal stenosis calcification was found. Also looked at his thyroid in face of possible GLP-1 treatment. No abnormality was noted except for a 0.2 centimeter cyst on the left side. I did ask about family history of medullary thyroid cancer, and none was reported. I did find the abdominal wall hernia, rather large, but no incarceration and no strangulation. Discussed how to get it diminished with weight loss and what type of exercises. I actually demonstrated how to do those exercises. Next number, we've had a long conversation about our plan, and he's going to follow up with Dr. Stokes. I'll provide him a copy of his workup today as well. Thank you.